Hi, and welcome to the Finally Pregnant podcast, the podcast for people who are finally pregnant after infertility and loss. I'm your host, Kat Strawbridge, and after almost 7 years trying with multiple rounds of fertility treatment, which sadly included pregnancy loss, last year I was finally pregnant, and now I'm finally parenting my gorgeous daughter, Ren. Hi, Kat here, and I am so excited to be coming back with Series 3 of the Finally Pregnant podcast. I've brought together an amazing group of inspirational guests who share their stories of pregnancy and parenting after infertility and loss. Not only that, but I'm also talking about important issues that need our attention, including paternal postnatal depression, which not only speaks to fathers, but all partners, and even to those mothers who bring their babies into the world via surrogacy.
My thoughts have turned a lot to the people going through fertility treatment at the moment, or that are pregnant, might be in a nervous pregnancy. You know, I know certainly for me, we did sadly miscarry our first pregnancy, and it's a grief and it's a real loss. And at the moment, because there is such a huge global pandemic going on, we're sort of not necessarily validating our own issues, because the bigger picture just feels, the perspective is so distorted at the moment. And I just think it's really, really important to allow the grief and allow the frustrations and allow those emotions without feeling like you need to say, but I know I'm lucky.
So my name is Viren Swamy. I am Professor of Social Psychology at Anglia Ruskin University. And about 3 years ago, my partner and I had a son, and I began to struggle myself. And it turns out I had postnatal depression. When I began to struggle after my child was born, I didn't think postnatal depression was a thing in men. Well, I suppose it wasn't so much a denial, more a lack of understanding that it could affect men. And it was only through looking at research and looking at the evidence that I realized it was a real condition that affects a lot of men.
Whether your exact situation might be different to somebody else's, you're kind of tied by this bond that it falls under infertility. And I think that's what makes it really unique, actually, because there are so many different stories and so many variations on that stories. And, you know, to coin that phrase of there's so many different ways to build a family, there really are. And what that then affords you is just is like insight and experience, and kind of, I think also the amount of emotional intelligence and empathy that you gain from that is kind of like, you wouldn't get that anywhere else.
Thanks so much for listening and for all your amazing feedback. To make sure you are notified as soon as a new episode goes live, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen today. I'd massively appreciate it too if, when you've listened to some episodes, and remember there's a whole back catalogue available right now, you'd head over and leave me a review. You can do this on Apple Podcasts if you're an iPhone user, but if not, you can head to facebook.com/tryingyears and leave me a review there. Or you can simply pop me a DM and let me know what you think. That's all for now, but I'm really looking forward to being back very soon. Take care. Bye.